the series we talked about Taz in general, but I'm going to talk about something that I didn't discuss then. And we're going to start a very famous Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. There, the Mishnah discusses when you have to send shlichim to make sure people know when Kiddush HaChodesh was. In a month like Cheshvan, where there are no holidays, it's not necessary to send shlichim. For Nisan, where there's Pesach coming up, you have to send them out right away. Al Shisha Chadashim HaShlichim Yotzim. And it counts which months you do go and which ones you don't go. And the Gemara relates to the discrepancy where you do send for Av, but you don't send for Tammuz and Tevis. In other words, some guys not a problem, because some guys in Tishrei, and anyway, you won't be able to send anybody because it comes on the third day of the month. But why do you send people for Av, for Tisha B'Av, but you don't send for Asar B'Tevis? And that's what the Gemara discusses. Amar Rab Shimon Chasida, Mai Dichsiv Kwama Hashem Tzrakot, Tzomar Vi, Tzomar Chamishi, Tzomar Shvi, Tzomar Sri Yel, Beit Yudal, Sasson Rusumcha. First of all, what is the context of this? Where is this pasuk found? Tzom Haravi, Tzom HaChamishi. Where's that pasuk from? What? No. Zechariah. Zechariah. Why is it in Zechariah? Why can't it be in Yishayahu? Because what preceded this, this is one of the famous Sheilos and Tshuvos that you have in the Nevi'im. They ask Zechariah, Ha'evke b'tzom Haravi, b'tzom HaChamishi, b'tzom HaShvi, b'tzom HaSiri. They came back and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. Chagai, Zechariah, Malachi were Nevi'im of the second Beis HaMikdash. So we have Ta'anios that they were metakein after the Churban Bayis Rishon. They came back and they built the second Beis HaMikdash. And the obvious question is, do we still have to continue to be mis'ane on these somos when the reason for the Takana no longer applies? Right? Familiar question? So they already asked it, Tom Zechariah. What does Zechariah answer? Zechariah answered, Tzom Haravi, which is Shavuos of Tammuz, on the fourth month, Tzom HaChamishi, which is Tisha B'Av, Tzom HaShvi'i, which is in Tishrei, in the seventh month, which is Tzom Gedalia, B'Tzom HaAsiri, Yu LeBeis Yisrael LeSol Tzom LeSimcha. Right? So it calls it Tzom, but it says in the future it will be Sasam LeSimcha. But it's still relating to the soul. So he didn't say, don't fast anymore. It's a sasson v'simcha. He didn't say, it's no longer a tzom. He called it a tzom. So that discrepancy, that tension between calling it a tzom and saying it'll be sasson v'simcha is what the Gemara relates to. Amrav Shulon Chasida, Mai Dichtid Ko Ma Hashem Tzakot, Tzom HaRavi, Tzom HaChamishi, Tzom HaShvi, Tzom HaSiri. Yiyah Lebeit Yisrael, Sasson v'simcha, Kari Luhu Tzom, Kari Luhu Sasson v'simcha, Bizman Sheyesh Shalom, you lasan son simcha. Ein shalom tzom. And then Rav Papa explains a little bit better. Am Rav Papa hachikama. Bizman sheye shalom. Yel is sasum simcha. Yesh gzeres malchus tzom. Ein gzeres malchus ve ein shalom. Ratu misanin ratu ein misanin. Right? And so basically, what shalom is and what Tzara is a big argument among the Rishonim. The simplest and most accepted explanation is that Shalom is when the Beis HaMikdash will be built, right? In other words, it was a time of Shalom, a time of Bayis Sheni. Bayis Shlishi will be a time of Shalom. When there is something like a Shoah or a Milchama, that's Shas Gzeira. Now, when right now there's no Milchama, but there's no Beis HaMikdash, it's Zman She'en Shalom Ve'en Gzeira, and therefore we're in a situation of Ratzu Misanim, Ratzu Ein Misanim. When the Mishnah was written, it was a situation of Ein Gezerah Ve'Ein Shalom, Ratzu Musanim, Ratzu Ein Musanim. And therefore, they didn't send Shlichim for Asar B'Tevis because it wasn't a Chiyuv, it was voluntary. That's the answer of Rav Papa. The Gemara asked the obvious question. Yihachi Tisha B'Av Nami. Tisha B'Av is also Tzoma Chamishi. If it was Ein Shalom Ve'Ein Gezerah, then also Tisha B'Av is voluntary. Why did they send Shlichim to Tisha B'Av? Amra Papa Shani Tishabav Ho Vuchbulu Botsaros. Dama Mar Bitishabav Kharav Habayis Barishon Vashtiya Nakudabeta Nechoshair. There are five things that happened on Tishabav, Huchbulu Botsaros, and therefore you don't send Shlichim for Tishabav. Tishabav, even Bizman Shein Shalom the Ein Gezera, Nevis Tishabav is not voluntary, you have to be Tzam. Okay? That's the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah. So before going on, There are halachic differences, therefore, between Tisha B'Av and the other tzomos. For instance, Chedorikos number 2. Ubros Aminikos Misanos Mitishiva Kedershim Samos Vashlimos Biyom Kippur Abo Begimot Samos Achem Pturim Nitzaros. If it's Pikoach Nefesh, so Pikoach Nefesh is Doche, Yom Kippur is Doche everything. If it's not Pikoach Nefesh, Ubros Aminikos, that feel fine. Do they have to fast on Shiva Sometimes? The answer is no. Do they have to fast on some Tavis? No. Because when they voluntarily accepted the Tzom, they accepted it not for Ubros Aminikos. Somebody that doesn't feel well does not have to fast on Shiva Sivatamas and Sarbat Havis. If you don't feel well, you have to fast on Tisha B'Av, unless it's serious. Right? Pikoach Nefesh, of course, is Doche, Yom Kippur also, but if he's definitely not feeling well, so then you drink Pachos Mishkishur. But if you're a Chole and you're uncomfortable, you're sick, you don't fast on Shiva Sivatamas and Sarbat Havis. The Din are different. What the most famous difference of the Din is that on Shivasa B'Tamuz we only have Achila V'Shtiyah. The five Inuyim are Mutter. What about Tisha B'Av? All five Inuyim. On Tisha B'Av, Leil Kiyom, we start at night. All the other Tzomos he wrote. Why? The Ramban explained, because since the other Tzomos are voluntary, it has a din of a Tanis Yachid. Even though every Yachid, you know, we can. If you want to not fast today, are you able to not fast today? If you feel fine, why not? Ratzon Masan, Ratzon Ein Masan.
Because that's the
Kfar Kiblu Aleim, and the Ramban says Hakoritz Geder Yashkenu Nachash. It's a minhag we accepted upon ourselves, but it's not a Tanis Tzibor because we're not Chayiv as a Tzibor. But we, all of us, accepted upon ourselves to fast, right? So it has a bit of a Tanis Yachid. According to the Ramban, a Tanis Tzibor is a day in which the day has a din of Tanis Tzibor. I discussed this a little bit. And therefore, Leilo and Yomu is all part of the Tanis, and a Tanis Tzibor has all Chamesh Sinuyim. The paradigm of Tanis Tzibor is Yom Kippur. And therefore, Tisha B'Av is like Yom Kippur. Right? Ein Tanis Tzibor B'Bavel, El Tisha B'Av Olvad. When we fast on Asar B'Teves, it's We every individual is doing the minhag, but it has a din of a Tanis Yachid. Tanis Yachid only Achila V'Shtiyah, only in the day. Yeah.
Why does the Gemara not mention that Shas and Thomas also has like four or five things happening
there? That's exactly the question. What does it mean? Tisha B'Av hold Ruchbu Ba'atzaros. Five things happen on Shabbos and Thomas as well. If you take a look at the Mishnah in Tanis, Chamisha Devarim Irwas I was saying B'Shivasa B'Tamuz, V'Chamisha B'Tishvav B'Shivasa B'Tamuz Nishtabu Aluchos Batel Atamid Hufkai Ir Sarfah Futzomis Es HaTorah V'Mitzel Me'echal B'Tishvav Nigzal the same Shlo Yikansu Eretz Yisrael V'Charav HaBayis V'Rishon V'Shtiyah V'Nilkad HaBeita V'Nechusha Ir. So five and five. What do you mean? What does it mean? Hold Ruth Yubal Tzaros. So if you take a look, let's skip to source number five. Shani Tishba Pol Buch Blu Ba Tzaros Kloma Nechav HaBayis Bo Bayom Rishon V'Shtiyah. The same thing happened twice. Okay. V'yafgam Tavz Damufkai Ha'ir B'Rishon V'Shtiyah Mikom Kom Lo Haya B'Yom Echad Shav Rishon Haya B'Tes L'Chodesh U'V'Shtiyah B'Shivas L'Chodesh. In other words, did the same thing happen twice? No, five different things happened. But on Tisha B'Av, the same thing happened twice. Churban HaBayis happened twice. But then the Ritva points out is Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says, "Afilu das Yerushalmi d'ami the ben Rishon ben Rishni ufkai b'yitzayim tamuz, afilu hachi lo hukpulu b'tzaros kolkach." Right? It's not clear what he's saying, but he said, according to Yerushalmi, the reason that it says in Tanakh that hufkai ir on tes and not in yitzayim was because they were so upset it was a kilkul in the cheshbonos. But really, on both cheshbonos that happened on the exact same day on Yerushalmi Talmud. That's Yerushalmi, a very strange Yerushalmi, but that's what the Yerushalmi says. So in other words, the same thing happened twice. So the answer, you know, that you have to say, or another, the Rambam in his Pirush Shtar says, Bayisheni was not his Zman Shalom. It was the man of Ein Shalom the Ein Milchama. Only in Bayishlishi will be Shalom, according to the Rambam. So Bayisheni, Huchbulu, you know, the Mishnah was talking about Bayisheni, where Huchbulu Balatzaros. It hadn't happened yet. What do you mean Huchbulu? It wasn't Nechav the second time yet. So Huchbulu Balatzaros must mean, according to these opinions, take a look at source number 4. B'yom Shavas V'Tamas Nani Yirecha Misha Dvarim Kid Nan Perek Basu D'Tamas Ava Chum B'Samiyash Kifa Tuva. It's this more serious Tzara. Okay? So we all understand why Chorban HaBayis is more serious than Huchbulu Balatzaros. But the question is, how exactly do you define what's more serious and what's less serious? Is it just, it's worse, but it's the exact same thing, it's on the same scale, or is it a totally different scale? What I want to do is try to claim that it's a totally different scale. And the point to express how different the three tzamos are from Tisha B'Av, I don't think we have to go any further than the fact that in the Shir on Tanis I explained that the din of Tanis is basically as a Yom Tefillah and Tshuva. And the one thing that we don't do on Tisha B'Av is Tefillah and Tshuva. Now that's a strange thing to say, but it's true. That's my claim. That Tisha B'Av is not a day of tefillah. And what are the rayos that Tisha B'Av is not a day of tefillah? What?
We don't put on tefillin.
Well, what does tefillin have to do with tefillah?
I mean, we're supposed to wear it.
It's available, so you're not available. Okay, so you don't put on tefillin. But you're in the right direction. Do you say aneinu in the morning? No. You don't say aneinu. The things that are the tefillah of Tanis, one of the major tefillahs of Tanis is Slichus, which the essence of that tefillah is Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim, right? On Tishrei you say Yud Gimel Midas HaRachmim. You don't say Slichus. What do you say? You say Kinos. Kinos is Bechi. It's Avelus. Notice the way that we act to Tishrei is by being Misabel. The way that we act to Shiras and Tamas is by being Mispalel. The whole religious experience is a totally different religious experience. What's the Kriya Satora of Shiras and Tamas and Asar B'Teves? What? Vayichal Hashem, Yudgi Omidos. That Moshe, Vayichal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu prayed. And the Yudgi Omidos. That is the Kriya Satora B'Tzibur. Right? And what's the Haftorah? Dirshu Hashem, say another word. Behimatz'o. And what's the Kriyas HaTorah of Tisha B'Av? Ki toled banim uvnei banim, noshantem ba'aret, there'll be a churban. And what's the Haftorah? What? Asof HaSivim, which we read in the Nigun of Eicha. Hatzariyein Begalad. We talk about the terrible Churban. In other words, the Tisha B'Av. Let's get to what I want to claim. Let's leave Churban Abayis and Hufka here. Let's go back to the very root of Tisha B'Av and the very root of Shiva Sub Thomas. Let's go back to the Meraglim and to Chet HaEgel. Okay. What happened after the Chet HaEgel and the Luchos Rishonos were destroyed? What happened?
They killed the people
who did it, and then what happened?
Got another prayer.
And then they got another Luchos Shnios. They did Tshuva, they got Luchos Shnios, etc., etc. What happened after the Gzeiras HaMeraglim? People were killed, the Meraglim were killed, they were punished, and then they went back to Eretz Yisrael?
40 years.
Took 40 years, right? There were people that tried to go back right away, and they said, we made a mistake, chatanu, and they tried to go back. What happened to them? What were they called? Ma'pilim, not the chalitzim, right? The ma'pilim, right? Vayakum ve'aktum arachoma, they were killed, they were destroyed. Why? The answer is, and here's exactly, I think, the root of the difference between Tisha B'Av and between Shivas and Thomas. I'll give you an example. Tisha B'Av is a gzera that can't be overturned. Shivas and Thomas is something terrible that happened to us, but it can be changed through tefillah and through tshuva. That's the difference. Let's take a paradigm from personal life, right? If somebody, Chas v'Shalom, has a relative who's very, very sick, so what does he do? You go to shul, you daven, you give tzedakah, you say Misha Beirach, whatever you can do, you go to doctors, you try anything that you can do in order that he should be healthy again, right? What happens after he dies? Do you pray for Tchias Meisim? No, you're Mis'abed, right? You know, there's a very, very moving section in with David HaMelech, when after the Chet with Bathsheba, his son, he was told by Nathan HaNavi that his son would die. And the son came very, very sick. And David HaMelech wouldn't eat, wouldn't drink, was davening all day. And then the baby died. And they were afraid to tell David HaMelech. They thought if he was so distraught when the baby was sick, who knows, maybe he'll commit suicide, who knows what will happen now that we tell him that he was dead. So they all were avoiding him. And he said, oh, I see that now you're not talking to me, I see the baby must have died. And he got up, he washed, and he ate and drank. He said, till now, I thought I could change it. I thought by being this power, like, it's still possible to change. It's no longer possible to change. The essence of Tanis is that when Sarah comes, the pasuk in Bechukosai is, if Sarah happens, va'alachtem imikeri, af ani elechim chemechaz keri. I'm doing things so that you should change your ways. The essence of Tanis is basically, it's optimistic. In other words, something terrible happened, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing it only that we should change our ways, and if we do tshuva, it will disappear. That's what a Tanis is based on. That's what Parshas Bechukosai says. In Bechukosai, Techem Bechukosai, these things will happen. Ve'al Techu Imikeri. If you go back to the right path, everything will be fine. And that's what Tanis is based on. It's based on the belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing this to us in order that we should change our ways. And that's why, Dirshu Hashem Behimatzo, because a Tanis is basically a day where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is paying attention to us. Right? There's a very, very famous pasuk that we sing so often, we probably don't know what it means. Shiftecha u'mishantecha heimayin achamami. What does that mean? Yeah, so a shevet, it's the same metaphor of a stick, a rod. But that rod can be a shevet, or it could be a mishenet. A mishenet is a cane that supports me. A shevet is a rod that hits me. It gives me, a shevet musa, right? What David HaMelech is saying is that when you give me musr, or when you support me, either way it's a comfort because you're relating to me. The most horrible thing is hester panit, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu seems to have forsaken us. Right? That's the most horrible thing. Now, what happens by a tzara, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, listen, you did something bad, I have to get you on back on the right path, I'm going to do this to you. It could be painful, it could be hurtful, but nevertheless, it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he cares about us. What happens when there's a that's what I call a tzara. It's a term that I refer to. But by Meradnim, it was a gezerah. No matter what you do, you're not going to change it. You do tshuva, you go up and you want to fight, you're going to be destroyed. The Aron is not going to leave the machane, and you're going to be destroyed. Right? And what happens after the Chet HaMeradnim is that there's a period of Hester Panim. There was those 40 years in the Midbar, according to Chazal, there was no Dibur to Moshe. It was Hester Panim. What happens after Churban HaBayis? Let's take a look at source number 9. Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nin Alu Shari Tfila, the gates of Tfila were locked. Shneimar Gam Ki Azak V'Shavei Satam Tfila Ti. Right? We said that Tanis is a day of Tfila. Tishrei B'Av, after the Churban, what happens? Satam Tfila Ti. My Tfilot are blocked. They can't get through. The Pasuk in Eicha. V'Amar Rabbi Elazar, Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash, Nifseka Chomas Barzel Ben Yisrael Yom Shechar Beis HaMikdash. Where did the term iron wall come from? From this. that there's an iron wall between us and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the planet. Shema v'ata kachacha machavat barzel v'natat ota kir barzel b'incha u'v'in ha'ir. Right? So the difference between Tisha B'Av is not just that it's a bigger tzara. It's that, take a look, go back to that Mishnah. Chamisha dvarim iruas avosei mishavas avatamuz, chamisha dvarim b'Tisha B'Av, b'shavas tzahamuz nishtabu aluchos, after Shvias Luchos, there are Luchos Shnuyos. But Tamid, it's not final yet. The Chorban didn't happen yet. Hufkai Ir, it's still possible to change. Sefer Satorah is another thing. Hemitzam Behechal, but Tishav, Nigzar Avoseinu, Shlo Yikan Sula Ars. It was a Gzeira. Charav Habayit Roshana Vishniya. There's a certain characteristic of things that happen on Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is Vayivku Ha'am Ba'ilayla Hu. It's a Yom Bechi Ador. It's a Yom not of Tefillah, it's a Yom of Avelus. As opposed to the regular Tzomos, Tzom is basically a day of Tefillah. Things, terrible things happen, historically bad things happen, but that's supposed to push us to getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and doing tshuva and davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, that's what we said the essence of Tanis is. It's based on the idea that there's an idea of tefillah ve'es tzara. But that's true by all Tanios, including Yom Kippur, by the way, except for Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av is the one exception to that rule. Right? And let's take a look. You have basically this whole chiddush that I said. It's not my chiddush. Tanis. Let's look at source number 7. Arab Yochanan Tisha B'Av eino ketanis tzibur. Ma'ein ketanis tzibur l'tfilas ne'ilah. V'Rabbi Yochanan Uvayishis Badav Adam Kol Yom Kulo Hasam Chov HaChavoshus V'Vayis Ema Mai Eina Ketanis Tzibur V'Esim V'Arba. There are brachos that they added to Shmona Esrei on Ketanis Tzibur, not on Tisha B'Av. There's a special tefillah of Ne'ilah on Ketanis Tzibur, not on Tisha B'Av. Rabbeinu David in Pesachim says it very, very clearly. The Kulei Alma Modu, the Tisha B'Av Ein Bo Tefillas Ne'ilah V'Lo Esim V'Arba Brachos V'Nei Shalohuk V'Le Tefillah Ela Le'Evel. Basically, in one line, he said my whole shir. And it's based on a Yerushalmi. Lo hukfal al tefillah el le'eva. Right? So let's take a look at the Ramah, source number 10. V'korim b'torah ki tol banim waftim b'yemiyahu asof ha-sifein v'kol ha-kadishim sha'omim achar eicha ad she'yotzu l'macha mi'beit ha-kneset ein omim teskabel. You only say teskabel. You say kash, you don't say teskabel. What does teskabel mean? Except our tefillos. Tisha B'Av Yom Tzeir, until after Chatzos. Vein Om Keler Chapayim. V'lo Lam Natzeach. Mas Lam Natzeach? Yaneinu Hashem B'Yom Tzeram, right? You don't say that on Tisha B'Av. The Gra says why? The Fish Ne'emar, Satam Tfilati. Gam Ki Azak V'Shavea, Satam Tfilati. Take a look at source number 11. Ein Omim Tachanin. You don't say Tachanin, right? V'Tisha B'Av. Ve'en Ofla Pneim Yishum Demikri Moed. So the reason is because it's called a moy. What does it mean it's called a moy? A Yom Tov? So some say, yeah, because we have L'sasol L'semcha. But we say Tachanun on the other Tzavos. So what does it mean, Ikri Moy? So it says, you know why it's moy? Because it says, Karlai Moy L'shvor Bachurai. Okay? So since it says, Karlai Moy L'shvor Bachurai, you're not going to say Tachanun because it's called a moy? The term moy there doesn't mean holiday. It means a terrible day. So why don't you say Tachanun? So take a look at the Taz. Uvinhagim Kasav Rihilik Shlomar Anenu B'Shachar. Also, the reason is, the Moed is not the reason. It's not a holiday. Tisha B'Av is not a holiday. That's my big finish. It's not a holiday. Gam Ki Azak V'Shavei Asatam Tfilati. The Taz Rihilik Shlomar Anenu B'Shachar Stefishneimar Moed, and the Dagim Rava says Dvarim Tum. The Ma'abekach Shnikro Moed. Halo B'Shabbos Omer Aneinu. If it's a Tzom on Shabbos, a Tamas Chalom, you say Aneinu. Va'odim Mitam Shnikro Moed, and Kein Gabim Mincha Lo Yomer Aneinu. Va'agos V'nhagim L'kosav Klam Mitam Moed, Rak Medichtiv Satam Tfilati. Right? So it's not because of Moed, it's because of Satam Tfilati. And that's the difference between Tisha B'Av and between the other Tzomos. And now, let's just go back to that Gemara. I want to claim that maybe that's the idea of Chuchu Batzaros. It was worse. Why was it worse? It wasn't worse because, on the Richter scale of calamities, it was higher. It was worse because it was totally different. What happens is that if we are being mis'ada because of the tzara per se, as something which is supposed to push us towards tshuva and tefillah, so when they built the new Beis HaMikdash, over the tzara no longer exists, so then you don't have to, you know, fast on those days. And therefore, ratzu mis'ada and ratzu ein mis'ada. But the avelus of the terrible things that happened on Tisha B'Av, right? Even after we have Medina Yisrael, are we mis'abel on the Shoah? Of course we are. It didn't solve the problem of avelus. The idea of avelus is something which is, you know, the avelus, all the millions of people that were killed in the Churban Bayis Rishon, there's no reason not to be mis'abel. There's a reason not to pray that things should change, because it already changed. But regarding avelus, avelus doesn't disappear with the passage of time. So since the essence of Tisha B'Av is not a Yom Tefillah, but it's Yom Avel, since the tzaros were not tzaros, but rather gzeros, they were final, since it's similar to Mesa Mutalafana, it wasn't somebody that was sick, but somebody that's dead already. Therefore, the whole nature of Tisha B'Av is different than the other tzaros. But the other tzaros are days in which, even though right now something bad is not happening to us right now, but it's a day of historical tzara, and therefore we're supposed to identify with those tzaros, and it should be something that pushes us up towards tshuva and tefillah. Okay, so the idea of basically, the since the mechayev of Tanis is tzara nowadays, the mechayev of historical Tanis, we're talking about the three Taniyos, is also historical tzara. And that's supposed to push us, by when we remember those things, or remember all the things that are not complete now, what we're supposed to do is to work on ourselves and be chozer b'tshuva and daven with more kavana and mispalel, that hopefully that these days will actually become a yom of sasam v'simcha. Yeah.
When it says it includes some RVE in the category of what was said, and it says that it would be a more thing to be in the future. Wouldn't that go against what you're saying? It means that you're saying it's a permanent zero. You're saying it's going to be a happy day.
It's a very good question. Let me. This is again, the Rambam understands that Shalom means Bayis Shlishi, and we don't have any evidence that ever, you know, during Bayis Sheni, that these days were holidays. There are also Gemaras that seem to indicate that. Observation could say that basically when we look at things like the Shoah, and we don't have any ways to explain them, and we don't understand them, and it's not that there's no explanation and they can't be understood, it's that from our limited perspective it's impossible for us to understand, and therefore the Rav Soloveitchik was furious at people that would try to explain away the Shoah. He said, you can't explain it by the creation of that Israel. He said, anybody that thinks that, he said, they're arrogant fools. He called them arrogant fools. And there are some very important people that try to explain the Shoah based on the need as a prerequisite to creating that Israel. And it drove him crazy. He would talk about Eov. He said, it's not that we don't look for answers, but when we hit a dead end and we can't understand why things happen, we don't say God is not moral, we say we don't understand. We don't understand what God is doing. And we're makabal, or machshavai, we don't understand. But it doesn't mean that there's no explanation. And he said that basically the problem is that in order to appreciate those things, you have to have the sweep of all of history. And we live in a certain place, in a certain time, and therefore we only see like one piece of the puzzle. You see one piece of the puzzle, it doesn't make any sense. You put the whole puzzle together, all of a sudden you see how things fit in. He claimed that in the end of times, we will then be able to look back and retrospectively understand all of Jewish history. But he said before that happens, you know, when there were people that that claim that after they created Medina Israel or after Mechamed Sheshit Ayamim, we should no longer commemorate Tisha B'Av, went ballistic. I mean, he was furious at that, and he felt that they had no appreciation of the greatness of the tragedy of Churban HaBayis or the Shoah, and to think that Medina Israel or even Mechamed Sheshit Ayamim answers that. He was very, very upset about that. He quoted a very interesting section, I think in Ezra or Nehemiah, I don't recall. But when they created the second Beis HaMikdash, so all the young people were singing and dancing and happy. And all the older people all of a sudden remembered the first Bayis and the Churban and started crying. And you have these two camps of people screaming, and there was just so much noise that you didn't know who was crying and who was singing. Who was happy, and it describes it. He says that you know, people that live through the Shoah, you know, all of a sudden the creation of Eretz Yisrael doesn't solve anything. Echa yashva b'dad, echa. We have an answer to those questions of echa nowadays. The answers to those questions won't be la'asid lavo. As long as the questions of echa exist, we have to celebrate Tisha B'Av, commemorate Tisha B'Av. As long as those questions exist, and we don't have answers, not by Yesheni, not by Israel, we don't have answers to that question. And as long as that question exists, we have to continue. But it didn't mean that there's no answer. It means that we still don't have the answer. Okay.